We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit
mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us today from the Rutherford County Library System, we have got Mike Cleaves and Katie Turner. How are both y'all doing today?
Good morning. We're good.
I am fantastic. Thanks for having us.
A little chilly out there. Not as cold as yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
It needs to stop. It's going to warm up soon.
That's right. We need summer back right now.
Absolutely.
So what all is happening this time of year within the library system?
Well, honestly, in December, we kind of tend to take a larger programming break from, at least here at Linebaugh, from our regular schedule of Girls Who Code and our teen clubs and story times, and we focus on some bigger events. So we had Santa at the library back on December 2nd, and that was a huge event, super fun. Santa and Mrs. Claus were there, and we had cookies and pictures and brought out a new snow machine, which is super fun. The kids had a really good time with that. So we're going to put out the snow machine again for our Polar Express story time coming up here on Saturday the 20th. We're going to read the book, watch the movie, have hot chocolate, just like in the movie, maybe minus the dancing.
That's this Saturday then.
Yes.
This Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday.
And the snow machine was fire, so come on down and see it because they loved it the last time it came out.
That's pretty cool. Do you do the snow machine inside the library, or what do you do?
We put it out on the patio.
Yeah.
Okay, good idea, right?
It was a little more magical that way.
Yeah, that's
very festive. It feels like winter. It feels like Christmas. Come on out.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were telling the kids when we had it out for the Santa event, you know, Santa's over here, and also there's snow exclusively, you know, falling on the back patio.
You know, library's magic. It is what it is.
That's right. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but when you bring out things like snow machines, you all of a sudden realize there's so many kids who have moved here over the last year who have never seen snow before. It's wild.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we do with the library. We give you experiences that you can't get anywhere else.
That's right. That's why we're to the here. Library for snow.
We got that too. You can't check it out, but you can come experience it.
And again, this is coming up this weekend.
Yes.
And it's part of the Polar Express event and all of that. Mm-hmm. What else is happening?
So of course, we've got our Christmas show shut down. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day were closed. The library is closed. But on New Year's Eve, we're having another countdown to noon party. We did this last year. The theme was Cinderella. And so thinking of Cinderella leaving her shoe on the stairs at midnight, we made glass slippers and sneakers out of vellum. And that was a really big fun thing. And we had a bunch of snacks and things. And we played the Cinderella movie. So this year's theme is space. So it's a 3-2-1 blast off party. And that starts at 11 a.m. on the 31st. And it'll go till 12:30, and we'll have another balloon drop. We rigged up balloons and tinsel and a whole bunch of stuff up at the ceiling, and right at noon, pulled the cord, and the kids loved it. It was a huge, huge hit.
This is like the New Year's Eve party for kids.
For kids.
Yeah.
Some places call it a Noon Year's Eve. Yeah, however you want to call it, the countdown to noon party or blast off to noon is our theme this year. But it's totally free. We'll have snacks. We'll have the balloon drop. It'll just be a big party.
I've noticed the events for kids, they're always so well attended. I mean, they're usually pretty packed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good free space fun. You know, come on down. You're not going to charge you anything to be here. And you can just come and have a fun day and not worry about spending money and needing to move on to something else. You can stay as long as you want and just enjoy it.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then the winter reading program, that kicks off, what, January 1st?
No, that's a little bit later. So there is an event that is a week before that is going to kind of kick that off, or at least get people talking about it. That'll be on the 16th, and we're having the Groundhog Day movie and then serving cocoa and popcorn. So I had joked that we needed to show the last 5 minutes of the Groundhog movie at the beginning of the event and then start Groundhog Day again.
I think you absolutely should do that. You absolutely should.
Have it playing as people walk in and then restart it.
And then we get it again.
Mm-hmm. And then reserve the hot cocoa like you haven't served it yet.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's cold when you come in and then we give you hot cocoa afterwards.
You can have somebody come in and pause the movie midstream and make an announcement and leave and then come back and start it. That would drive people crazy.
I feel like there's a lot of gimmicks you could do there.
We're doing it.
Just for fun.
Yeah, never get through the actual movie. That would be perfect. See how long you can keep people at the library. Be a good experiment.
Absolutely.
Social experiment.
Absolutely. That's right. We're going to do it.
Call the sociology department at MTSU. See if they can sit in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun with Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else?
The actual event, I believe, kicks off the 24th. We're going to have out the Jake Leg Stompers Band. I don't have the time of that in front of me.
It's usually on... It's usually on Sunday at noon, I believe, but we'll have that out there when
Saturday.
It's time. Saturday,
yeah. We are closed on Sundays now.
That's correct.
So it wouldn't be on Sunday.
So that's coming change. Up as well. And wait, when is that going to be now?
I believe that's January 24th.
24th, okay.
Yeah, so we've got you in the new year. We'll start the winter reading program. And the basic gist of that is that you've got 6 weeks to read 6 books. And you write a review on that, on each book, and turn those in. You can turn them in weekly or all at once at the end, however you finish your reading challenge. And the reviews don't have to be,
essay quality for school.
Exactly.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
A sentence or two is great.
5 stars, yeah. Whatever. Tell us what you read, the title, the author, and then how you felt about it. And yeah, and there are weekly drawings for prizes and then overall drawings as well.
It's a really fun way just to kind of kill off that post-holiday winter doldrums. Come down, read some books, get some prizes, review them. You can kind of be part of the community and just have a lot of fun with it. Just something to look forward to.
You know, you hear some people talk about, well, they say kids don't read as much as they used to. Then you have other groups that say that's not at all true. They read more than they used to because of social media and all these online apps. I'm curious, what do y'all see at the library?
I mean, we definitely see a lot of activity. There's kids coming out everywhere. When I'm out on Bookmobile, we're inundated with children all the time. It's big groups of kids coming out from schools and daycares or preschools and stuff like that. It's really, really nice to see because you can tell that people are still interested in reading, and we'll take that all day.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Bookmobile, you guys also have refined the hours, I guess, for the holidays and everything?
A little bit. There's so many of our places are closed over the holidays, so we usually shut down the last 2 weeks of the year starting on December 22nd. It gives us a chance to clean up and do some housework and kind of get the Bookmobile repaired and worked on and then get back into new things in the new year.
And are you booking certain stops and stuff like that right now for that 2026 year?
We are. We have some openings in the afternoons on Monday and Wednesday, and we would love, love, love if people wanted to sign up. We're looking for preschools, assisted living, therapy centers, basically anywhere in the community that you might think you need a library but you don't have one. Reach out to us. I'd love to book you. It's first come, first serve, but we would love to have more people come out and do it.
Do you stop at a lot of nursing homes, assisted living facilities? Do you stop at a lot of those?
We do. We do most of them in Rutherford County between here and Smyrna.
Yeah. We do have a few, I guess, in Laverne, don't we?
We do. We're still working on getting some of those as well.
Okay.
But not yet. Well, give me a call.
Someday soon.
Give me a call.
We did this last year too, but we had a Christmas card crafting station up in the youth services department last year and this year, and made a ton of Christmas cards to give to the Bookmobile so that they could take them out on routes to the residents at those various facilities.
So, and so we'll cool. divvy those up and we'll take them out across each of our assisted living facilities and just kind of brighten up people's days, especially maybe someone doesn't have a family around or just wants something to smile about. It's a great way just to lighten someone's day.
So when can people partake in that?
The cards?
Yeah.
We finished that station. Oh, yeah, we started that. Okay. We started that at the end of November.
Gotcha.
And so we just took it down this week so that the cards, so the Bookmobile would have time to deliver all the cards.
We'll be delivering them around town this week.
You know, I never thought about it, but I can easily envision you meeting a lot of people who don't have much of a family here in this area.
We do. We have a lot of patrons who sometimes we're the only person that they will see all week. So it's always really important to check up and make sure they, got their medicine or have enough food or check in on tech stuff, help them with things like that, and just be a friend sometimes. Sometimes it's more important to sit and talk with someone than it is to check out a book, and that's what we do too.
Now, I know I've asked you this before, but do we still have some rural areas that you visit in Rutherford County?
Yeah. So we kind of try to make the rounds as best we can. We're still waiting to get our second bookmobile, so we can't cover everyone that we want to, but we try to get up to Milton, Walter Hill, down to Christiana. We're trying to do more in Eagleville, and really just expand outside of Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Okay.
And finding new opportunities. Once we get our second bookmobile this spring, hopefully, we'll be able to do a lot more of that.
So,
and that's our big goal.
For those listening who may be part of some type of nonprofit organization where people meet on a regular basis, I guess that would be a good candidate to call and schedule the bookmobile to come out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we also, so we'll do daily routes where we can have people come and get on a rotating schedule from week to week. We also love doing civic events. So if you have something you think the bookmobile is really fun for, everything from the parades we had last week through, you know, your local block party, give me a call. We'd love to come out and see you.
And this coming Friday, you'll be at the Lane Agri Park for a big event there, the Friday Farmers Market.
That's right. They this year, I believe, is their first year they're doing a winter farmers market. So the library's been rotating around and sending people out to do it, and we'll be doing it this Friday.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, you got some steep competition out there this Friday. Santa Claus will be there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eight
to 10.
Oh, that's magical.
That's magical. Right. That's magical. It's the best day.
In fact, he may avoid the kids and just go check out some books at the bookmobile. I don't know.
I mean, the bookmobile, it's worth it. I think he might.
but you're going to be there from 8 to 12. I think Santa's 8 to 10. So
yeah.
You'll have at least those 2 hours right there.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be a great day. Come on down. There's going to be all sorts of really cool booths and people with all sorts of homemade crafts and recipes and businesses, and the library is going to be there, and Santa. So
what a
great day to come out and do a fun thing.
That's right. I've heard good things about the Winter Farmers Market so far. So seems like a pretty cool place to be.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love doing the summer one.
Yeah.
If it's as good as the summer one, it's going to be worth checking out.
Well, you've got these winter vegetables, you know, that nobody thinks about during the summer that you're going to have an opportunity to, to buy.
Absolutely.
And all the crafts just before Christmas, do your holiday shopping.
A lot of stuff. And then, let's see, what else have we got here? You recently attended the holiday parades, the Christmas parade in Smyrna, the one in Murfreesboro, right?
And we did.
Was there a third one, too?
Eagleville as well. So we try to hit them all each year. It's just a great way to get our library out in front of a whole lot of people. And all three were really wonderfully attended. We had the best time. Even with the cold weather on Sunday, people really came out in Murfreesboro.
It's always surprising to see how many thousands of people line the street for the parade. I mean, in Smyrna, in Murfreesboro, all of them. It's just crazy how many people come out for that.
Yeah, and people really came out in Eagleville, too, and that was a night parade.
I make the joke. I live in Eagleville, and I made the joke that you are either in the parade or you are watching the parade.
One
that
of the
is
two.
The entire town. Yeah.
The best part is the support for the library, because as we're driving through every time, you'll hear, oh my gosh, it's the library, it's the bookmobile. Yay, libraries. Love that. It's great energy to have, and it's such a fun way to be involved in the community in a really easy way that everyone gets to kind of see you.
Definitely. Now, okay, so going back to Eagleville, that was a nighttime parade? I didn't realize
started
that.
Started at 5, yeah.
That's cool. That's a different idea. What was that like?
It was fun. I mean, I was out with my family. We had hot cocoa thermos and watching, had some hand warmers and glow sticks. Somebody handed out glow sticks pretty early on.
Oh, wow.
Like one of the parade goers. And yeah, there were a lot of like local council people and representatives, and and then all of the school teams cheer. And
Is it a pretty big parade there in Eagleville?
It was pretty big. There were a lot of gaps this year. Ended up being a little. We're like, okay, well, who's coming next? But no, it was really good. It was really fun. It's always a good time. And bookmobile was in. They were in last year too.
Now, for those
Christmas lights on the side.
Those who've never been to the Eagleville Parade, you've got those giant Macy's blow up floats that are, you know, way up there in the air and stuff. So they really missed out on that, didn't they?
Listen, you should come out and check it out. It's great. It's just downtown Eagleville goes from, I think, the co-op to the school.
And it's a lot of fun. They get a lot of people too, and they get the cool thing about Eagleville, they had a lot of old classic cars, I remember, last year too.
Cool.
So yeah, it's a really fun parade.
You know, in Eagleville, that little strip there, it's growing. They've added some new restaurants out there. It's a cool place to visit.
It's a fun little downtown. I enjoy going down there when we take our bookmobile down.
You know, I wonder, next 10 years or so, I wonder what Eagleville is going to look like, what that population count is going to be, because I mean, you are seeing a lot of people building out there now.
It's mm-hmm. going to blow up. And I mean, when you look at Christiana and Rockvale and the way they're expanding, I mean, that's going to be a big, big area.
Yeah.
That's why we're trying to slide in early.
And those who live there, like you, you're thinking, oh, no, please, I want to stay like Eagleville is right now.
It'll probably always see a small town feel.
So anyways, all of these items, all these things coming up, and to learn more information about any of them, the website, I guess, just check mm-hmm. the calendar, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything's there.
RCLSTN.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anytime you want to reach out and talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 615-493-8131.
Four. Yeah.
893-4131. I knew I'd mess that up.
893-4131.
Thank you.
Now, coming up in just a second, I think we're going to learn about people can drop off food donations at the different library locations yeah. and also animal food, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I meant to ask, animal food, is that being collected at every location just like the regular locations collecting just non-perishable food items?
I believe so. We're trying to get we're trying to get as many different types of donations at each library branch as possible. I do believe that all the branches are accepting animal food as well. Certainly reach out if you feel like you have a question to each branch, but if you bring it to one and they're not accepting, they'll certainly ferry it to another one that does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now the bookmobile, we all still accept it. Like, for example, this mm-hmm. coming Friday at the Lane Agri Park.
Oh, absolutely. If you have any donations you want to bring to the library and it's easier for you to bring them down to bookmobile, please do. I'll be happy to take them over and take them ready to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Did we miss anything? Anything else coming up?
I was going to say, I think the only other thing is yesterday our spring teen volunteer application went live. So if you've got a teen in your family that needs some community service hours for school or Beta Club or whatever other honors, you know, groups, between the ages of 13 and 18, they can sign up to volunteer with us starting in January.
I know a lot of colleges are asking for that now. Whenever you apply, they want to see what volunteer hours mm-hmm. and what you have done as far as volunteering goes. So a good place to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, if you volunteer, do you do it at all of the location? I mean, can you pick the location you're at?
So the application that went live is specifically Lion Boss. I believe Smyrna still takes volunteers during the school year as well. Our biggest program, of course, is volunteering during the summer. That's a really easy way to get some hours. But if you've got, you know, if the deadline comes up during the school year, yeah, you can check out. And all of that's on the website too, under volunteer, or it's about us and then volunteer. And that has all the information about where you can volunteer, who's looking at, you know, accepting volunteers.
Sounds great. Again, rclstn.org. That's where you can find all the details. And then, like I said, coming up in just a second, we'll learn about the food donations. We'll learn about some other things as well. But there is definitely a lot happening mm-hmm. throughout the library system.
Absolutely. It's a quiet time of year, but we still do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It's quiet, but not quiet.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
That's the library.
Exactly.
The library in general.
And as we close, again, coming up this Saturday at Lime Ball, you're going to have the big snow machine out there. Mm-hmm. And
Polar Express. Just,
yeah, a lot of stuff for kids. Again, with us today, Katie Turner and also Mike Cleaves with the Rutherford County Library System.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting you to come do business with our family while you're Christmas shopping. For the person that has everything, give them the gift of relaxation with a beautiful new aquarium kit. If you're already an aquaphile, we have everything that you need to keep your tanks looking good and running smoothly. Check out our wonderful selection, both salt and freshwater. Animal City, your local home for both fresh and saltwater fish. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
As cold and flu season approaches, one of the best things that you can do to give somebody who is sick is a quart of Demas's chicken and rice soup. This is Peter Demas with Demas Family of Restaurants. This soup is my grandmother's recipe, and we have used this soup in order to help our family whenever we are sick. Just gives us a good comfort feeling. One of the things that you can also do is you can now ship that soup anywhere across the United States, and you can order that soup online at DemasFamilyKitchen.com.